Okay, let's see. I guess it's Mike's turn. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, before I ask my question about the alpha lipoic acid, it comes in the R form, which is the active form, and the S form. Is your recommendation on 600 milligrams three times a day?
The R lipoic acid.
Just the R form or the RS form, which, of course, is a lot less expensive.
I understand that, but the one that works works better, I should say, is basically the more expensive one. Sometimes that's the way the world is.
The R form?
Yes, sir.
So that 600 is 600 of the R form?
Yes, sir.
You're recommending?
I'm glad you're doing your study, and that's what the studies use,
well,
too.
Well, I'm a chemical engineer, and we know this stuff.
Yay, go for it. Yeah, that's what the studies use, so that's what I'd go for.
Yeah, because I've heard these recommendations before, and I've never had an opportunity to ask you about it. Anyway, my question is about, I see warnings about high vitamin D levels, blood levels in creating calcium deposition arteries.
Uh-huh.
And I can't find any journal stuff that really explains this chemistry. So anyhow, my vitamin D is in the 70 to 80 range, and I'm taking the Life Extension Super K, one capsule a day.
Okay.
And I'm wondering about increasing that MK4 to 15 milligrams a day using a product called Relentless. They have a pharmacy-grade 15 milligram MK4 capsule.
Okay.
And I see journal articles reporting clinical trials using 45 milligrams MK4 per day, so I'm guessing that you can take a lot more than 1 milligram per day.
Yes, you definitely
can. What are your views about this?
You definitely can, sir. First place, let's go to that level of vitamin D. You probably know that people who live in the tropics obviously have a higher level of vitamin D.
Yes, I do. I can't understand why there's this, it's just like I'm stumbling across that warning, repeatedly. And then when I look in the journal articles, it's either not there or so weak it doesn't seem to be based on measurements.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, sir. I got to agree with you. But people who live in the tropics, they get all their vitamin D from sunshine, and nobody ever died of sunshine vitamin D in the tropics. Never, ever, ever. And
I'm guessing the body must somehow turn off its conversion of the UV on the skin to vitamin D, because I've never found anybody's been measured maybe above 110, 120.
Yeah, well, in the tropics, it's 60 to 100. So you're right in that 60 to 100. That's
yeah.
The tropical optimal.
I think I saw a 110 number somewhere, but.
Nah, uh-uh. Up to 100. And you're right in there, sir. So you're doing fine right where you are.
I know about the vitamin K2. Thankfully, you learned about that a long time ago. But I was wondering about the increasing it. I've read the reviews on that product for 15 milligrams. That Relentless, which is a pharmaceutical grade, which is good,
mm-hmm.
and they're exceedingly positive, and a lot of these people were taking it at the recommendation of a physician, so it's not something that new. That product is. I'm not trying to push the product. I'm actually kind of surprised that I hadn't learned about it some time ago.
Well, we all learn things at different rates.
I know, and I
learn
a lot from your programs.
Well, thank you, sir. Anyway, I have not seen any articles about vitamin K overdose toxicity, and I
Good.
Do have a large storehouse of articles.
I see there was a lot of marketing on MK7 and the implication that it really isn't that important in actually the metabolism, but I couldn't find the journal articles that really, other than the advertising.
Well, there are products with both K2 and K7 as well as K9.
Yeah, in fact, that Super K does have it. It has 1 milligram.
There you go, sir.
MK4 and I think 50 micrograms of MK7.
Spoken like a chemical engineer.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
And thank you for calling, sir. We all learn from each other.